It's time for the WJBM Outdoor Show, presented by Midwest Tractor Sales. We'll hear from your host, Aaron Quillen, after this.
See more and do more in a new 300 series compact track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is truly something to see at Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, rock-solid stability, and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with a clear view. Stop by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville today and see how a new 300 series compact track loader helps you do more.
Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show, presented by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. Today we're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple: kill big deer. Returning world champion of the world, Cole Foyles.
What's going on, guys? How you doing, Aaron?
How's it going, man? Are you as excited as I am?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what we're about to do?
We're getting ready to talk turkey.
We're about to cut it up like some hens.
Yep.
Dude.
Best time of year is coming right up on us.
Oh, the best season of all the seasons when it's in season.
Yep.
All right. So snow goose is a wrap.
Yep.
We're looking at turkey time.
Yep, I'm going to get rested up here. We got some youth hunters. They get to start this weekend.
Oh, man.
And they got a couple weekends of that, and then it's time to get after them.
I had a hunter ask me the other day. He goes, "Hey, when's the best time for turkeys?" And I looked at him in the face. I go, "Youth season."
Yeah, it cracks me up now, and I guess I'm just jealous for when I was a kid to now. But like that, what is it now, the age? We were 15 and under. I think it's 17 now or whatever.
Yeah,
the other day somebody said it was like 18 or 19. I go, yeah, that'd be pretty bad to miss your youth turkey hunt because you had jury duty. But no, that would have been great to get a couple more years in that youth hunt. But I wish all you youth hunters this next couple weekends the best of luck.
Hope you
harvest a big one.
Now, I don't know what it is, but it seemed like for a couple years it was snowing on us during opening day.
It was the poor youth hunters are hunting in sleet and snow, and then like even our opener of first season, I remember it would have been when I was living out at the farm out there. It snowed opening day like 3 inches.
Yeah.
Wind blowing like 30 mile an hour. You know, perfect turkey weather.
Yeah, you probably still killed a bird.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah. But it seems like anymore that the what would be the ideal time to be out would be youth.
They might be grouped up a little, but man, as warm as it's been, and man, I've already heard some pretty good gobbling going on. Seen them kind of broke up, couple on their own. I think they're in for a treat.
Yeah,
I really do. But you know, man, you know, you try to get a first season tag, or like your weekend guys, their openers technically like second season of tags. This, I'm talking adults here, and honestly, it just give me a freaking tag. I've seen some wild things happen, and even if they're henned up early or whatever, hey, they let us hunt till 1 o'clock. Keep after it. Some of my best hunts been midday, and that goes through first through fifth season. You know, it's so tough anymore with that fifth season because of the buffalo gnats and everything. You know, man, you find a bird, though, that late in the season. He's ran down, whatever, but and all the hens been bred. Some of them's lamb. But if he hears a hot hen, he might come a mile, you know. I've had some really good late season hunts as well as, you know, opening weeks. So
that's kind of how the conversation concluded when I was talking to this guy. I was like,
yeah,
you know, the one part about them, you know, really getting hot early before season even starts is as you get later into the season, these hens have been bred. So when they come, when they engage, when they holler back, they're coming.
Exactly. And I know like on a book and hunt aspect, as the client's probably used to hearing outfitters tell him, you know, hey, you just got to hunt, you just got to come. But we're not just trying to sell you a hunt there. It's true. I mean, you don't know if you don't go. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity. You can hunt till 1 o'clock. And like I said, I don't have one really more that I prefer than the other. I really don't.
In my opinion, fourth and fifth season have been.
I get a fourth and fifth season tag every year. People look at me crazy. No, I love it. I love it.
Especially the past few years.
Uh-huh. And I mean, and that kind of, whether you have permission with a couple other groups of guys who've turkey on a farm, a lot of times late season, a lot of people are done for the year, so that gives you just more options on, you know, ground that even state ground might even be wore down by then, where there's not as many people hunting and you've got more ground to cover, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, so there's a lot of opportunity in that late season, but first, second, third, fourth, fifth, I'm happy with any of them.
It's turkey season. All right. You got any predictions for this upcoming season?
This season? Yeah. Hopefully a couple of jelly-headed turkeys. I mean, looking at the weather right now, I know that's a ways out, but it'd be hot right out the gate. I mean, everything's looking good. Mm-hmm. I got a couple buddies to take this year, and then I got a couple tags as well, and I'll probably take a trip or two as well, but no, just looking forward to it, man.
Yeah. Look, it seems warmer.
It does, man. I mean, some of them last snow goose hunts I had, it was 80 to 85 degrees. And I'm thinking, gosh dang, there's going to be some guys, you know, there's turkeys gobbling already. There's probably going to be some guys pick a mushroom somewhere here soon.
Yeah. Well,
feeling like spring, feel like summer.
Right. So we might get some good weather.
Yeah.
It's dry out there right now.
Yeah, it could. You never. As dry as it's been, I mean, it's been like a dang dust bowl, and we do have some rain coming, but it might be a wet spring, too. And one thing I'll add about that is I know it ain't much fun hunting in the rain, but rain means one thing. When you're not seeing a lot of birds building up to a rain, when it starts raining, when it quits, or even when it just starts light drizzling, those birds are going to be out in the fields. And take advantage of that. Pinpoint mm-hmm. a bird. Go figure out how you can access on your farm and get around and get set up on him. But you're gonna get an inventory of what's out there when it's raining or mm-hmm. when it quits raining.
Oh, yeah.
Rain does not scare me a bit either. That actually helps. The last Illinois turkey I got last year was because of a rainy day. I not much luck that morning, pouring rain. So I'm just going to take a little ride. And guess what? The rain let up, and they found one picking out in the field. They like to get them bugs and eat that wet, you know, whatever's coming out of the ground at the time, whatever they're on. And I got to slip around, get set up, and call him in. It was actually probably one of my favorite hunts of the year.
Yeah. You got any new things coming out at the shop?
Oh, well, in our diaphragm line, our straight strut turkey calls, we are fully stocked right now. Man, all them calls are good, but that lime green one, get you two of them.
Yeah, you better get two of them.
That thing is by far my favorite, but we got our slate over glass, straight slates, our slate calls, got a bunch of those in right now. And then we do actually make a gobble call too. It's looks like a lot like our goose calls, but what it is a gobble call. And you gotta, when you blow into it, you gotta think of a cadence of a gobble, but how your air presentation, how your mouth and tongue's going into it or hits into it. It's like when you were a little kid in the yard playing army and you're the machine gunner, you know, you do that machine gun noise, but roll it down into like a gobbling cadence, and your hands kind of are your exhaust, so you're muffling it down as it comes down. But once you get the hang of that, I'm not saying go out in the woods and hammer on that thing, but when it's midday and, you know, you've hit start out with a hoot owl, you've hit every call in your pocket and your turkey vest and nothing's working, maybe give that thing a try. That thing's brought me luck a few times. Even if it ain't for nothing else, it's a good locator.
Yeah, I wouldn't mm-hmm. be out on public ground with one of those decoys.
I was gonna add that, though, but remember on state ground, you know, you know, don't go too wild. You want to be safe. You want to be safe.
But I'm telling you, that gobble call seems to be really picking up some traction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, one thing, you mentioned the slate, and I remember you telling me something about on the underside.
Yeah, so on our slate calls, there's, you know, it's a slate over glass, and then on the backside is just a straight little slate piece. So it's a little mellower, a little quieter, so it's a no win, or you're just wanting to tone it down in the timber or whatever. Or if like the main side gets wet, well, that side's still usable. So, but it's got a real soft purr on it, real soft sounds, mellow sounds you can get out of it. I like that. But then when you want the range, you can flip it over on your main side and let her eat.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it just gives you that double option. That's one thing calling turkeys. You know, my vest is full of little calls and tricks and whatever. I mean, you never can have enough.
Right. Now, strikers, do you sell individual strikers at your shop?
Yeah, we always carry extras.
Good, because I'll tell you one thing, as much crawling around as I do, I lose a striker or two every year.
Lose your Harry Potter one?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't tell you how many of those I've left by a tree or whatever. Or you shoot a bird and get excited and run away without it.
Yeah.
No, we got extra parts for you. Yeah, stop on by.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm just excited. No,
I am too. I got all my Nat gear, turkey pants, and pullovers and stuff laid out already. Let me tell you folks this. I literally just put away all of my snow goose gear yesterday and took all that out of the truck and then filled the back seat up with turkey gear. I got like 3 weeks still, 2 weeks still, but I am ready.
It is on.
Yep.
That's awesome. What are you planning on doing from like a opener? You said you got a buddy coming.
Yeah, so I got a buddy. I grew up with, and he's been my friend our whole lives. He's never killed a turkey or never wanted a turkey hunt. He got a turkey tag this year, so I am pumped. I promise you, if I call for you, when you shoot a bird, I'm going to be just excited or more and probably beat you to that bird after you get him shot down.
That's the truth.
I love it. But yeah, I'm going to start out with him, see if we can't get his first turkey accomplished, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I can tell you he's in good hands from firsthand experience, because whether he kills it and you beat him to the bird or he screws it up, you'll still be the first person to say, "That's all right. There's another one out there."
That's true. Yep. Yeah. I'm the most optimistic turkey hunter you're ever gonna meet.
Yeah.
And I'm just as fired up to get after him as anybody. I mean, we ran into that last year, and you looked at me. I could tell you wanted to. You could bite a nail in half.
I wanted to barf.
And I just looked at you. I kind of giggled a little bit. I said, "There'll be another one. Let's go."
Yeah.
And we hunted her out to one. We didn't get a bird that day, but we come close. And last year, I mean, I know you always say how great of a turkey hunter I am, but last year, I don't care how much skill you got or whatever, I had the golden horseshoe last year. It was one of those picture perfect seasons. It was like, if we didn't get one, we shoulda, you know, or we come close, or but we usually come out with a bird about every hunt.
So was last year enough for you to believe that the turkey curse is real?
Boy, it really made it seem like it, but I haven't given up.
My turkey curse is coming to an end this year.
Yeah,
it is. And it's not, so when I take people hunting, I do a great job.
Yeah, yeah. You got birds last year.
We kill them.
It's just when the gun's in your hands.
For some reason, and I know exactly when it is, the turkey curse began. There was a Facebook post that I shared. It was that the two thumbs pointing back at it.
Uh-huh.
And it said something like, "You know who's going to shoot a turkey in the face?
This guy.
This guy."
Didn't happen.
As soon as I shared that post, Somebody did some voodoo. Whoever shares this post,
I'm just gonna go with Aaron. It's your gun's got bad juju. You're gonna shoot mine, and we're gonna get it done this year.
Oh man, I think I don't know.
Our problem is in both the businesses we're in, we don't get enough time together. If you just give me like 3 days, right, we'll just dive in. We're gonna get you one or two.
Oh man, but I get them. I go solo, and it's great, everything's coming perfect, and then all of a sudden I trip over my own left feet.
Yeah, and that's turkey hunting too. I mean, it is. What can go, it's like when you're learning to bow hunt, and even when you know how to bow hunt for deer or whatever, it's just like anything that can go wrong will. So you really got to trace your steps and take your time and enjoy it and just see what's going down.
Well, now I'm super excited because I got a world champion of the world telling me that the curse is going to be over.
Yep. You heard it here first, folks. Follow us this season.
And on that, we're going to go get word from our sponsors.
New Holland CR Twin Rotor Combines from Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville put more premium grain in the bin and save you money while doing it. Compared to competitive brand combines, CR Twin Rotor Combines lose significantly less grain. Independent third-party test results prove it. And CR Twin Rotor Combines use less fuel and harvest faster to save you real money. Finish your season sooner with more grain safely in the storage bin. See Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville about New Holland CR Twin Rotor Combines. They give you performance that pays. Jonathan Prane with Tarrant & Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company is a full-time land broker who can help you maximize your hard-earned dollars. Call Jonathan for a free assessment and to assist you in selling or finding your income-producing farm, dream hunting spot, rural home, or investment property. Jonathan Prane with Tarrant & Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company. Call 618-225-0568. 618-225-0568.
Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show presented by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. Today we're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple: kill big deer. Returning, Mr. Cole Foyles, waterfowl extraordinaire, low-key undercover turkey fanatic.
What's going on, guys?
We back. And we excited.
Uh-huh. Are you you going anywhere this year turkey hunting, other than Illinois?
No, I don't think so.
No.
You know, I'll tell you a funny story. You remember Goodhart?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Goodhart's in camp this year, and it's after dark. We're all kind of cutting up, telling stories, and that spot in Missouri I've gone and turkey hunted at.
Yeah. Got a bird with.
I've gotten several out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the curse is only Illinois. It's out of state. I'm
freaking fire.
Batting awesome. Yeah. But I don't know that the story is necessarily acceptable for radio, but I'm telling a story about how I was at a farm at this place and I couldn't, there was a bird and I went to go sit down and I couldn't because there was, some waste there sitting next to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to move on. And I never ended up killing that turkey, and it ended up right where that was where I needed to be.
Uh-huh.
Well, Goodhart was talking about how he was out there deer hunting, and he had to take some medication that it was him.
Oh.
So I told him, you owe me a bird.
Yeah.
I might go to Michigan and collect on that. But we were in camp, and all of a sudden, those worlds collided. His deer hunt ended up messing up my turkey hunt.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think that's really appropriate.
What are the odds? What are the odds? There's a million trees in the woods.
Yeah. And it was, like, right where you needed to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
oh man,
I'm excited because, you know, I'm seeing on the trail cameras a lot of different strutters. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing some really mature birds, which is great. Already, like you're saying, on their own.
Little quick tip: if you own or lease property, you just said it, but you know, in those food plots, have those cameras out and watch them cameras. If you're not, even if you're not a big run and gun style guy, get some ground blinds on those plots, watch those trail cams, and that's just giving you that little edge for, you know, you sit there till like 8:30 in the morning and you're like, man, last bird I heard was 10 miles away. Well, if you got on that trail cam, he's coming in there 9:30, 10 o'clock. Well, that gives you that little boost. Hey, just sit here, chill, and we'll see if he makes it. 9 out of 10, he probably will.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you this. Where are you in regard to sitting in a ground blind and staying put on that?
There's a time and a place for it, in my opinion. Man, if I'm not having a lot of luck, I'm a traditional run and gun to style guy. Hit a hoot owl call in the morning if I ain't already put that bird to bed. Find where he's at, walk in, sit against a tree. I got that gun sitting on my knee, and I'm going to call and, you know, take him from there once I trick him. But man, if it's a good looking area and there's a blind, you know, and I'm not having a lot of luck, just like, you know, hey, instead of stomping this farm all up, why don't I just sit here a while and see what's going on? Or a rainy day until the rain quits, or even if, like I was saying earlier, they like to come in them food plots in the rain. Heck, you can stay dry in one. Ground blinds are great for, like we were talking earlier, for this weekend, young kids.
Yeah.
Young kids, they can get away with a lot of movement. Comfortable. You can, you know, snacks, whatever, hang out, have a good time. I'm not against ground blinds. I'm just more of that traditional sit against a tree type of guy.
Yeah. The one thing that I think about more and more as far as the ground blind, you know, in Calhoun with all those hills.
Yeah.
And so many times that gobbler, because in the wild, the hen comes to the tom.
Uh-huh.
It's actually like inverse or opposite.
Uh-huh.
When we're calling it a tom in, mm-hmm, with a hen,
yeah,
in nature the hen typically goes to the tom,
especially starting out of a morning a lot of times, if they're roosted anywhere close.
And so many times these toms will hang up on the other side of that.
Uh-huh.
And you can call at them and call at them, and eventually they might poke their head up over.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you call at them, especially for us that, yeah, aren't world champions of the world, you know, the more you call, the more likely you are to make a mistake or hit, yeah, that note that he, yeah, doesn't like.
Yeah.
And you now with that blind, you can be posted up on top of that crown.
Uh-huh.
And especially in Calhoun, you can generally shoot to both sides, yeah, of that field edge.
Mm-hmm.
Now throw in some like that TSS shot that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're covering, what, 140 yards?
On each side. If you add it all up together, front, back, side to side, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, like you were saying with them hilltops and these ground blinds, or even just traditional style, it can be hard if you're on a tree line edge trying to look over that hill or see what's going on. But like you said, with those ground blinds, as smart as the turkey is, I've never understood this. You take a ground blind deer hunting, you got to brush that thing in, make it look right, pull line. It seems like for these turkeys, you can put that out in the wide open and you can get away with it. But yeah, get on that hilltop where you can see both sides. You can make sure you can see. And these ground blinds are making today where you can see out through the walls. And not in. That is the biggest game changer for a ground blind hunting situation. Unbelievable.
Because
that's one thing with a ground blind. I mean, you can't open all the windows because they're gonna catch movement out of that. Well, these new ones where you can see through, I got two of them just for if I need them, or a lot of times I'll put them up and I might not hunt them, but if I do, what a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't even have to open a window till it's go time.
Right Yeah, I've been walking to my blind before, you know, midday, switch farms, whatever. Mm-hmm. And had gobblers chasing each other around
the blind.
Yeah. This is, uh-huh, just ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you use decoys much?
I'm getting away from it more, yep, and more.
Well, if I hunt state land, rarely do I even have a decoy. I might have a hen decoy, but I will say, like, I don't care, public, private, wherever. If I'm in the woods, I don't use a decoy at all. I've had so many times I've used one and that tom comes hot up through that timber, that hardwoods timber, and then he hangs up And he's like, I come this far, now you come to me the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. Make him hunt you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I understand a decoy out in the open the whole nine. I think a decoy is good in the open. But in the woods, I ain't putting one out. I ain't. And I've killed turkeys out in the open without a decoy, but I like to give them something 9 out of 10 if I'm hunting a food plot or a, you know, a open ridge or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, even though the curse has been on for quite a while, I keep learning more and more.
That's a trial and error, man.
But
trial
every failure, error. Like Tom Brady's my hero.
Yep.
Just because he's a Michigan football player and all those things,
won,
and
like
just
7 Super Bowls,
and he, you know, was married to Giselle and all these things. But he talks about how you fail. Man, I have failed enough at turkey hunting where I just keep learning little things. And it seems like, you know, anymore when you're hunting that big timber where it joins to a field, man, I face into the timber. I leave that shot where you're on a swing to the field.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to put a decoy out in the field, great. But just making sure that I'm looking where the birds mm-hmm. are likely to come from uh-huh. rather than where I want them to end up being.
Yeah. I'll tell you a trick I use with decoys. It was actually in Missouri last year. This bird, you know, traditionally, if you're hunting open, you put your decoys out front or whatever. This bird kept, he'd come a little ways and he'd hang up and then he'd back in the woods. He just never would close it. He'd come so far, go on. So I actually ended up putting out a decoy and I moved about, and I eased up about 50 more yards where that decoy was 50 yards behind me.
Yeah.
So when he come in, we do this a lot in the duck world or the goose world with collars or spinners or whatever on certain winds. But I left that decoy behind me, got up. So when he hung up 25, 30 yards and I was able to get a good shot and got my bird. So there's another little trick you can put in your pocket.
That's big time. That's, I think they do that a lot. With
you were talking about Tom Brady. You're going to like this. So sorry, get a little off track here. So I'm not going to be as motivational as Aaron was there with his Tom Brady, but back to this Missouri hunt. So I go to Walmart to get my tag and license. And, when I paid for the tag, the, clerk or whatever, cashier, goes debit or cash or credit, and I pulled out Randy Moss. It's straight cash, homie.
That's awesome. That's phenomenal. Well, we hit our time. I think we might need to end on that, man.
Yeah. I can't wait,
dude. It's awesome.
I got maybe Missouri. I'm going to hunt Illinois, and I go to Michigan every year, your home state.
Yeah.
Love me some Michigan.
Michigan's a sleeper. You can only kill one bird, but...
But it's worth the trip. There's plenty of them.
You know, and a lot of these out west locations where you could go kill three birds in like 45 minutes, yeah. A lot of them are low on population right now.
Low on population, and a lot of those states now are going to lotteries, making you... earn that tag now.
So
all that just going over the counter and shooting you 3 to 5 or however many tags they give you, that's them days are about over.
And Michigan's population always has just been
one, and like I said, resident, non-resident, you can hunt all day, but one bird a season.
I don't want them to go to one bird in Illinois.
We had a lot. I shot a long beard up there last year, but we saw a lot of Jake, so I think there's going to be a lot of fresh 2-year-old long beards running around this year. So look forward to that. So
nice.
Wrap up Illinois and head north.
I love it, man.
But
all right, well, good luck out there.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
Luck to you all you too, listening.
All and you youth hunters this weekend.
Yeah, let them have it. Thank you much, man.
Yep, anytime.
Right. Hunting and fishing, loving every day. I want to see them tall pines sway. Y'all close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, that's the prayer this country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, black coffee in the morning, dark